This podcast is suitable for students between the ages of 16 to 25. If you're interested in self-improvement, productivity, study tips, this is the podcast for you.
Welcome to the Sweet and Sour Podcast.
My name is Abdumumuni Hikmat. I'm a student just like you. I'm passionate about personal development and productivity. So, if this is your first time listening to this amazing voice, don't make it your last. If not, sweetie, you know how we roll now.
Let me hear you say H to the I to the Q, to the M to the A and the T. H to the I to the Q, to the M to the A and the T. H to the I to the Q, to the M to the A and the T.
Let's go. So hello everyone. Welcome back to another episode on the Sweet and Sour Podcast. On today's episode, first of all, if you know me very well, you would know that I like reading books. Like, I like reading novels, I like reading self-development books, I like reading self-help books, basically. And although I don't really read a lot of Nigerian books, I have started reading them, and I have read two that, like, you know, the writers are, like, really young and upcoming and everything. The title of the two, one is by my friend, Mifa, and it is titled Heartbeat. The second is A Place Called Hell by Hala Nuruddin, and these books have been amazing. So I didn't get that, okay, what about my business around the bush? Why am I telling you guys boring story that, okay, I'm reading a book, blah, blah, blah. To cut a long story short, on today's episode, I brought in with me here is an author, someone who has written his book. Do I call you an author? Do they call anybody that just written a book an author?
Yeah.
So he has written his own book, and yeah, he's young, upcoming. He was a student. Everybody's still a student. So he kind of like just graduated like in 2021, and you know, I read the book, and you guys see, in the beginning I was actually like really skeptical because like I had a very busy schedule. And you know, I cannot be reading and like being in school, be reading those kind of books. It is when you're in like relaxation period, you read stuff like that. But then eventually, I finally got the time, thank God, and I read the book. Like, you guys, I finished this book in one night. Ha! Like, even when I got back to him, I was like, bro, I finished the book, and he was like, it's a lie, like, oh my God, that fast, that kind of thing. Because the book was really amazing. You know, when you're reading a very good book, and like, it's amazing, you know, go sleep. Just like when you're watching a movie, and the movie is so nice. You get,
yeah.
You will not sleep, you will just keep on until you want to know what happened at the end.
Yeah,
and oh my God, it was so lovely. Ah, let me just tell you the title of the book before you murder me. The title of the book is Crying Clouds, and with me here is the author of that same book. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm really honored. So let's get to know who wrote the book.
Thank you very much, Hikmat, for having me. Thank you, Sweet and Sour Podcast. Thank you, everyone listening. Now, my name is Chidiberi Uchendu. I am a screenwriter. I'm a novelist. I am a lover of history. I'm a lover of astronomy. I'm a lover of art. I am an alumnus of the University of Abuja, and I am currently a National Youth Service Corps member. So, I recently published my first novel, Crying Clouds, the book.
Thank you so much for joining me today. On my podcast, I like to kind of like do this gratitude thing where I ask people what they are grateful for today, because I feel like irrespective of what's going on in the country, in Nigeria, wherever you are, your family, like there should be something you're grateful for.
Okay.
So what are you grateful for today?
First and foremostly, I'm grateful for life. I'm grateful for the fact that I'm alive today. And then I'm grateful for the peace of this nation, because I'm a lover of history. I know the dangers of war. I know what it is when a nation is at war or a region. I know what's going to be like. So most likely I would not be here if we are war. I'll probably be in the war front against my own will, even you, so Hikmat, against your own will, because I've seen a lot, I've read a lot about war, where there are kids fighting, everything is just destabilized. So I'm always grateful for the peace of this region. And then I'm grateful for my novel, how far it has come since we put it out, because we didn't know we'd have come this far in just a few months, you know, to get us associated with big names in the storytelling industry, like TV producer and filmmaker Uduaki Song, also TV producer and filmmaker Mr. Solomon Akiesi, the power of us. So I'm really grateful for that. And then I'm grateful for family and friends. Yeah, those are the things I'm grateful for.
That's really amazing. Like, there's just so many things to be grateful for, if only we sit down, actually, like, look through what we're grateful for. So my very first question to you today is going to be, how did you pick an interest in writing?
So writing was first a hobby for me in the beginning, but now it's something bigger than a hobby. Now it's a career. It's a lifetime duty. So in the beginning when we started, we were just posting short stories online, just having conversation with friends, and it was just interesting. It was just something we loved doing at that point, but now it's something way bigger than just the hobby.
Okay. So how early, like, was in the beginning we're talking about, was he, you know, would I say that I started writing when I started writing letters in secondary school? Is that kind of like the beginning?
That's the beginning. You know, everybody is a writer, but not everybody is a storyteller.
Oh, okay.
So if you started writing in primary one,
yeah.
You're a writer.
Okay, you guys, I'm a writer.
Yeah, you're a writer, but you're probably not a storyteller. So I've been doing storytelling for a very long time, but I started writing officially in 2017. That's when I realized that, oh, this is my own niche in storytelling, because there are like diverse areas of storytelling.
Okay.
So it was writing from 2017 up to now.
Okay. So tell us the motivation behind Crying Clouds, the book.
Crying Clouds, the book. So Crying Clouds, the book first. It's a novel that follows a 16-year-old. It's a coming of age story that follows a 16-year-old, Favour Idemudia. So this girl had a gift, a supernatural gift, to make a wish when the clouds cry. So the whole idea behind the book was decision making, you know. And at some point in my life, I really struggled with taking decisions, you know. So I wanted to just put out something there to know if decision making had anything to do with coming of age or being younger. But then we found that anybody can actually take the wrong decision, irrespective of your age, because a lot of them, the entire family had the gift, both her mom, her great grandmom, and her grandmom. So it flopped at some point. So that was the idea. I wanted to talk about decision making, and then I wanted to talk about coming of age. I wanted to talk about myth. I wanted to talk about HIV too. Mm. And I wanted to talk about the beautiful African people of Edo State. So
are you an Edo guy?
No, I'm not. I really admire. I admire that culture.
What state are you from?
I'm from Abia State. Wow. I admire that culture.
I literally was like, you actually had to be for you to like write so much about them. Like, you know, like you were, you know. The names, everything, you get.
Yeah.
Okay, so someone asked me to ask you that there's something about writing whereby you kind of like have to put, do you always have to put a piece of yourself into writing? Like, for example, you know, you're talking about like this book being like you wanted to know, at some point you made some decision that you wanted to kind of like find out if it's like a coming of age, something that, you know, makes people take the wrong decision. So is there a way a person can actually write without actually like putting a part of themselves, or you write, let me use you. But I feel like different storytellers, everybody is different. So is there a way like you write pieces or books or whatever piece you're writing that you don't actually put yourself into, like there's no piece of you inside? I don't know if you get my question.
Yeah, I think I get it.
Okay.
So it happens sometimes.
Okay.
It doesn't happen all the time, because sometimes people write memoir.
Mm-hmm.
So memoir is about someone else. So I don't think they put themselves in that kind of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it happens sometimes. But the thing is, storytelling is spiritual, you know, and people tend to talk about characters, you know, different kind of characters. So if they feel like they can talk about themselves better, they'll have to put it inside.
Okay, so what genre of books do you write best?
Okay, so I like to write, I write novel fictions first.
Mm-hmm.
I like to write myth, I like to write fantasy, I like to write horror, I like to write action, science fiction.
Okay.
I like to write historical, I like to write biopics.
Wow, that's a lot. So this book, what genre of book will you put Crying Clouds?
I want to mention one kind of this thing that I don't like to write.
Okay, what don't you like to write?
I don't like to write romance.
Why? You don't love love?
I love love. No, I like to write love, but going
to... Do you love love?
I love love. Love love is actually is a very important element. It makes the world go round, you know.
Yeah.
When I was younger, I didn't really like to write about love, but now I'm growing older, I'm feeling that love is really, really important. It should be in every story, in everything you do, because love is the greatest.
So you don't like to write romance because
reason there's no to me, I just like to write romance.
But if you actually love
because when we were
you know, what part those years, like those days when I used, because
yeah.
I oh my god, what part should pay me? I literally like read a lot of Wattpad books. Some of them were romance, some of them were science fiction. Some of the things I like crime books. I don't know what genre books to put them in, but like I like books where they're trying to find who did what. Okay. You know, so like it's kind of like using your brain, like everybody's tense. Yeah, and I feel like that was one of the reasons why I like this book, because like I like when I don't expect something to happen and then all of a sudden it just comes up and happens. I'm like, that's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, so I like this kind of book. So you like writing all these kind of books. Are those the same kind of books you like reading? What genre books do you like to read?
Yeah, I like to read the same kind of general book I like to write, okay, so that I can learn more in that field. Okay. That's just basically it.
Okay, so what's the best book you've read so far that is written by a Nigerian?
I read a lot of Nigerian books.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to say it's the father of Nigerian literature. That's Chinua Achebe's Things Fall Apart.
Okay.
That book is really,
it's an amazing story. Funny about everything that I don't remember myself actually reading that book, but I remember my mother telling us the story every single time.
Wow.
So like she was always in this Okonko, Okonko, Ikemefuna. Like she was always like, I don't know, like I just knew the characters in the book, even though like I hadn't sat down to like, you know, read the book yet. So
yeah.
So Chinua Achebe.
That was an amazing story. Really, really brilliant story. It's just a story I'm in love with. I don't think I enjoy it. I love stories more. That's what I look out for in everything, every book, every film.
Mm.
What's your story about? That's it. So it was a really, really, really brilliant story.
Okay, that's amazing. You said that, speaking on Chronicles, the book, who is your favorite character in this book?
Favorite character? I love all of them equally. I love all of them. They're like my children. I love each and every one of them equally. All of them. Okay. But if I wanted to mention like my top favorite characters, it would be the one who were difficult for me to create.
Okay.
That's the ones who moved me out of my comfort zone. That is my Izu.
Oh no.
My Izu.
Love that one, fam.
You love her.
Just keep on. I'm going to tell you my own favorite character.
Okay, that's my Izu, Edosa, and Nemesis. So those are like my really difficult, most top three difficult people to create, because my Izu was this dark character whom at some point in the book we had to pour water on her to bring out the whiteness, but then she was still the same person to me. Just the same dark character, and honestly the my Izu character scares me a lot. She scares me a lot. Sometimes when I'm reading the book, I do skip that part because she was a sorceress. She was a lot of things in one.
So, okay. Speaking of my Izu, I think she was like my absolute favorite character like in this book.
Wow.
And you know why? You know, because I said I like something nice, like training.
Okay. Jonathan. Yeah.
I feel like I just always pictured her as a bad person.
Oh.
You get?
Yeah.
So, like, in the beginning, I just always had this picture of like, she's like the bad person in the book.
Yeah.
And then, you know, eventually when she now like, when, you know, honestly, this thing is so good. Like eventually when she started doing things, see, sometimes some people may not necessarily, I feel like what I learned or what I picked from her story is, sometimes we don't always, you don't judge by what's like, it's kind of like going on. You don't really know the deep thing. I feel like that's how I pictured my Israel, and eventually she turned out like to be, I'm not going to say much. So, please, you guys, I wanted you guys to note that our Instagram handle is not at Sweet and Sour Podcast. It's supposed to be, but then it was already taken by the time I wanted to create an Instagram page. So, I just settled for at Sweet and Sour Pod. So, everything is joined together at Sweet and Sour Pod. Thank you very much. So, my next question to you is this. What is writer's block?
Writer's block. Writer's block is a non-medical condition associated with writing and writers,
okay,
in which a writer has this slowdown of creativity or breakdown of creativity at a particular period of time.
Okay.
Writer's block is basically the inability to write something or come up with something beautiful. So writer's block, to me, I feel it's kind of like a fearful feeling from the mind. It's a thing too. Writer's block is a thing actually, but I feel it's a fearful feeling that the mind poses to us to let us know that at this particular period of time, you can't actually produce anything creative. That is, you can't write, if you want to write at this particular period of time, it's going to be something mid or substandard. Mm-hmm. So it's basically like an illusion, mm-hmm. something that is not there actually. It's just a fearful feeling. Mm-hmm. That's what I like to believe mm-hmm. that writer's block is. If not, if you get to believe that it's something else, it's going to take away your time and just have you
produce. Do a lot of people or do a lot of writers, like, do writers always go through writer's block?
Yes.
So it's like something that a writer would eventually go through.
Yes.
So if someone is young and just coming up and eventually experiences it, it's normal.
Yes.
Okay, so how have you been able to overcome writer's block?
I even went through writer's block when I was writing my novel, Crying Clouds, the book.
First of all, like, how long did it take you to write this book?
it took a really long period of time, and that was because I was still in school that time.
Oh, okay.
So it took through 2018 to 2022.
1922. That's 5 years.
Yeah, that's 5 years. Yes. 2020. So that was when we completed it. But then it was not just about the time. You know, I wanted to write something that was going to. Forever is nothing. Something that was going to stay for a really long period of time. You know, I did not just want to create a project that was going to just vanish after a while. I wanted something that would stay for a really long period of time. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, they are like books that even after 50 years, 100 years, they're still relevant.
Things fall apart.
Exactly. Things fall apart. It was written a very long period of time. They're still relevant.
For my mom to even be telling me the story, I'm like, you know, that was quite long.
They're still relevant up to today. So we're trying to create something as epic as that. So that was why we sat down, we thought a lot, we pondered, and then we came out with this.
So now, how have you been able to overcome your writer's block?
Okay, so writer's block, how I overcame writer's block for Crying Clouds, the book, whenever it came up. First, I would take a walk around my street, around my neighborhoods, just take a walk. Whenever I'm having this feeling of like a breakdown or slow creativity time, I'll just take a walk around my street. I'll try to listen to music. I'll try to see a film sometimes or read a book. I'll try to change environment because it helps a lot. But like I said, it's just a fearful feeling that tells you that at this particular period of time, you're going to write something new or substandard. But what writers should know is that writing is 10% writing and 90% rewriting. That is, whatever you write at this particular period of time, you're going to come back to rewrite it.
Okay, so what are the 5 things you have learned as an upcoming writer, or probably like a mistake you would like just want to, like, you had made and you would not want to make it again, you know, or you would not want others to make it if they're upcoming, if they're trying to write a book or publish their first book?
Okay, so basically, if you want to become a publisher, or the things that I've learned from the whole Crying Clouds book journey, there's a lot of lessons, you know.
Okay.
So first off, it's networking. You have to network, talk to people, relate with people, a whole lot of people, because there are a whole lot of people who have knowledge, who have ideas that are willing to help you. So you have to network, that's one. And then you have to believe. You have to believe. That's something I learned in the process of writing. You have to believe in your writing, believe in everything. Believe in your work of art, that's it. So a mistake I would not want any upcoming writer to make is the mistake of this writer's block thing,
mm-hmm.
where you just fall down, probably because there's something called writer's block, a term, and you say you're experiencing writer's block, then you cannot put anything out. You need to just put something out and realize that you have to do editing at a later time.
Mm. Okay, so this book was released this year.
Yeah, it was released this year, so, April.
Probably, like, I just want to know. I want to be the first to know. Is that never called up? Obviously, you're probably right. Like, the smile on your face says, I'm writing another book, but I don't want to tell you the details. But it's not coming out this year, so shoot. What's going on?
I will tell you, but not in details.
Okay.
So it's not coming out this year.
Okay.
Correct. So we started writing late last year.
Okay.
So the title of the book is Drowning. Mm-hmm. It took a really long period of time for us to get the title.
Mm-hmm.
But the title is Drowning. It's a recount about the 1803 Igbo landing. I don't know if you heard of that story. Okay, so it's a time in history when some slaves, black slaves, Igbo slaves, were actually taken to this thing, to, I think, Alana. I don't know. Alana, yeah. in the United States, but they overpowered their captors and then they sank them into the water because they were really close to Alana. That's the point of this thing. They're really close to the point of their destination.
Okay, yeah.
And they could not go back home.
So they just, you know, that kind of thing where you're like, let everybody die. So they overpowered, then they sank themselves.
Yeah.
Everybody rested in peace.
So that's the idea. But the main idea in that story was that people thought it was stupid for them to like drown. They said they could go forward. They could not have just drowned at that point. They could have tried, maybe probably they went to the United States, they found a way. So the idea of the book was it's going to show people how life was for slaves in the United States and how bad it was for them in their own hometown because they were sold out by brothers, they were sold out by sisters. You know, at that point in time, people were selling people for money. So we wanted to tell, and the whole idea of that story, I think it was just to send a message. The whole idea of drowning in the water at that particular period of time was just to send a message. So Drowning, my novel, is going to come out like probably 2025 or 2026.
Let students have it first, yes, so we can have this kind of like discussion again by the grace of God. We will be alive by that time. Okay, but wait, I wanted to actually ask a question, because like the book my friend produced, Heartbeat, that book is so nice, you understand. But I remember when he was speaking, I attended his book reading. Yes, something like that. Kind of like the launching of his book. And then he kind of like explained why, like how he did not understand what inspired him to pick the cover, because the cover was not it. Like, do you understand? So like, can you explain? Because actually, to be honest, I don't get this cover. So can you explain what this cover is? Like, I think I can see blood. Or is this supposed to be blood?
No, it's just red.
Okay, just red. And is this a human being?
Yeah.
This is a girl.
Yeah.
Is it like a girl?
Yeah.
It does. Okay. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, actually. So anyways, how can anyone want to like get the book?
I think we wanted to talk about the cover.
Yeah, we wanted to talk about the cover.
Okay.
No, I thought like maybe you didn't want to talk about it.
No, I won't talk about it.
Oh, okay, yeah. Shoot.
So the idea here, you know, the story, Crying Clouds' book. The idea here, this is Clouds, this is Rain. So this is a woman, a lady, an African woman.
Sorry, where is Clouds?
See Clouds.
Oh.
Then see Drops. You didn't see this?
No! That's the thing, when I saw the cover, I was like, maybe you're in the, I don't understand what kind of cover this is, because I never understood. Because like the book that my friend wrote, Heartbeat, the book was so good. It was so tragic, so maybe I love tragedy, but whatever. But then, like, I didn't actually get the cover, but I didn't mind because, like, it was a good book. Do you understand?
Okay.
So I never saw this cloud. Wow, I'm actually seeing clouds.
Yeah, see clouds, see rain. So when you hear crying clouds, first thing that should come to your mind is rain. So that's why you put this thing here.
Okay.
And then this is a woman, a black woman. You can see the hair. This is how African ladies' hair are.
Puffy, yeah, that tree was a tree.
Coffee, and then so we deliberately made the whole body black. So it's going to depict African lady. So the story is about women, you know.
Yeah.
So the main characters are female. That's why we put a female there.
Yeah. That's amazing. And I'm seeing an authentic and interesting new voice in the world of Nigerian picture. Udrak Isong, I love Udrak Isong, because like I watch her this, like, she has this YouTube channel.
Yeah.
So I kind of like the movies that she produces, sometimes I'm like, I just want to be that, you know?
Okay, have you seen Selena?
Like, they're getting married. I'm even waiting for that one to come out. Oh my god, Serena was an absolute blockbuster. You know, I love him by the way. So, you know, it was really interesting to watch and everything. So, yeah, how can like anyone that wants to purchase the book, how can they get the book?
Okay, so if you want to purchase the book, but online, online, you can send us a message on our email. You can send us a mail on our email at cryingclouds@gmail.com.
Okay.
Or you could send us a mail on X.
Okay.
Formerly known as
Twitter.
Send us a mail on X. That's the only place we have an official social media page.
Okay.
crying_clouds. So just send us a mail. But if you want to get the soft copy, we're on Amazon and we're also on Seller. Just go there, search Crying Clouds the book. You're going to find us. Or if you want to get the hard copy and you're in University of Abuja here, there are copies at the Disney University of Abuja bookshop. in main campus there. So you can go there and get your copy.
Okay, so how much does it go for?
Okay, it goes for 2,200. That's student price.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. If you're not a student, they will give you no student price. That's 3K.
Okay. Okay. So there's no slash price of people that are listening.
Okay.
No. Okay. Please give us a slash price. Thank you.
On behalf of
the podcast.
On behalf of Sweet and Sour podcast. Yeah, so there's going to be slash price for the paperback.
Okay.
That's good. It's going to be sold for 1,500 naira.
Okay.
Yeah, for the paperback. So if you want to get it, Hikmat is going to give you all the information on how you can get it.
Okay. Wow, it has actually been an amazing time with you. Thank you so much for spending your day with us, and thank you so much for giving us that slash price. It's really important. I know it's hard. So, Chidi has decided to also give 3 free e-copies to anyone willing to read the book, and you just want a soft copy, and probably you can't afford to get this. See, let me tell you something. If you're ever going to read this e-copy, let me tell you, we're going to actually come back and sit down here and talk about the book.
Yeah.
So if you want to get the e-copy, I'm going to leave, like, obviously, just hit me up on the Instagram page. That's if you don't already, like, you're not already in contact with me on WhatsApp. Or better still, I'm going to leave a link to a Google form where you can fill, and I can actually message you and just tell you how you can access the book. Thank you so much for spending your day with us. It was really,
thank
really
you.
Amazing.
Thank you so much, HCIQ.
You guys, I made let you make small like this. I become a celebrity.
Let's sing it together.
What did you say?
Let's sing it together.
Okay. Let me hear you say H to the I to the Q to the M to the A and the T. H to the I to the Q to the M to the A and the T. H to the I to the Q to the M to the A and the T.